This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What's it mean when a country defaults?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Greece lawmakers will vote today on another round of budget cuts. Just yesterday, Standard & Poor's downgraded the country's credit rating to a selective default. It's a move that everyone expected, but it got us talking about the difference between that and the messy default Greece was trying to avoid. We've got Marketplace's Stephen Beard with us to help sort it all out. Good morning.
Good morning, Adrienne.
So let's start with the basics. What does it mean when we say a country defaults?
A government has borrowed money, usually by selling bonds, but it gets into trouble, can't pay the money back, the government defaults, and the bondholders lose their cash.
Now, Standard & Poor's has downgraded Greece's credit rating to selective default. What does that mean?
This means that in S&P's view, Greece has defaulted, but in an orderly way. It struck a deal with many of its bondholders to repay them a small chunk of what they lent Greece. If this had been a disorderly default, Greece would have suddenly thrown up its hands and said, we can't pay, we won't pay. And that, says Steve Barrow of Standard Bank, would have been a much more serious event.
If default in Greece had happened, say, a couple of years ago, and it had been a considerable shock to people, then the ramifications would be much greater than if it happens, say, within the next few weeks.
So since this is a selective default instead of a messy one, have we solved the concerns about Greece's loans?
Not quite, no, because when banks and other financial institutions buy government bonds, they very often take out insurance policies on those bonds called credit default swaps. This means that if the government does default, the insurer will cover the losses on the bonds. Now, the body that runs this market in these insurance policies is going to decide over the next few days whether this is indeed a default, which could mean there could be substantial payout by the insurers. Nevertheless, just as the bondholders have been able to prepare for default, Steve Barrow of Standard Bank says so have the insurers.
Those banks and institutions that have written this insurance have also made efforts to make sure that if they do have to pay out, that they've sort of got adequate resources to do that and it doesn't cause them too much trouble.
He says it's like you live in Florida, you know a hurricane is on its way. You often have time to batten down the hatches and prepare for the worst. However, hurricanes are unpredictable, and who knows ultimately what damage this crisis could do.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, thanks.
Okay, Adrian.
Now, let's do the numbers. Markets are higher today. The S&P is up just about 0.3%. The Nasdaq is up 0.6% this morning. The Dow is up 0.2%. That's 21 points at 13,003. Consumer confidence shot up in February. It's at a year-long high. But we've got less cheery news today from the housing market. Home prices fell in December, again, in most big cities.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. And by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, agents committed to small business success. 1-866-200-4BIZ. We are insurance. We are farmers.
This week at Marketplace, we're launching our new Wealth and Poverty Desk.
the American dream is shaking right now.
Top 1%.
I think we're very blessed to have what we have.
The 99%.
I've never been one to look for a handout.
Today, the poverty line. More than 15% of us fall below it. It's technically a bit over $22,000 for a family of four. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, poverty doesn't have a single definition.
Here's one of the sounds of poverty in America. A family shopping trip.
You like any of those shirts?
To the relief mission at the local church.
No? Just look at them and see if you like them first.
Tamara Johnson's 41, from Rialto, California. She lives with the 6-year-old daughter she's trying to interest in one of those free T-shirts, or maybe a warm coat. Johnson's also getting a box of donated food, rice, beans, canned vegetables.
It's a struggle, just a little bit.
And are you working right now?
Yes, I am a program manager at a Pomona Alcohol and Drug Recovery Center.
So you're a supervisor.
I'm making, you know, really good money, but still it's not enough in today's economy.
And that good money? Johnson told me she makes around $3,000 a month, which would put her a little above 2 times the official poverty rate. Even so, with rent, utilities, and transportation, she said she still couldn't make it from paycheck to paycheck. Economist Randy Albelda at UMass Boston offers another definition of poverty, one that better suits people like Johnson.
You're poor when you can't buy what you need, when you cannot afford to pay for your rent, you can't afford to buy food, you can't afford clothing.
Many Americans cycle through poverty at some point without staying there, when they're in school or out of work for a spell. The bigger problem, says Albelda, is those who are stuck long-term with an income at the poverty line.
A single mom who also has a lot of relatives who are also low-wage or low-income, especially if she works and she's got young children, $24,000 may not even come close to the sets of costs she would face, even being as frugal as she possibly could be.
Albelda says that working mother courts disaster every time she goes to work.
A car breaking down can have enormous consequences, like losing your job.
This is what life is like for more and more Americans after the recession. They're just one unlucky step from taking an economic fall. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Our series on the fundamentals of wealth and poverty continues tomorrow with a look at the middle class. And finally, we've talked a lot about Chinese knockoffs recently, but today's example is way up there with the all-time doozies. According to the LA Times, Chinese officials have discovered simple gas stoves for cooking branded with the Apple logo and the word iPhone. Officials reportedly confiscated the iPhone stoves, not because of the logo, but because they were unsafe. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You know the term manufacturing desire, making people want stuff? Works just as well in politics.
Presidential campaigns are about shaping perceptions. In 2000, when the economy was still doing very well, George W. Bush, a lot of his campaign warned we were entering into a recession, that things were not as good as they seemed.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, presidential economics, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.